Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 737 of AskPat. Appreciate you being here, and as always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, thanks so much, and here's today's question from Leslie.
Hey, Pat, this is Leslie from PureEnergyLifestyle.com, and I actually just had a question. I am working on building my email list, and I'm currently using MailChimp. I'm just getting started, so the free application is best for me, but I'm using WordPress.com for my blog, and I just realized that WordPress.com does not support the MailChimp app that actually WordPress.org does. What would you suggest doing, or do you have any plugins or anything that would work best for a WordPress.com blog site in order to start getting those emails and really start building my email list? Thanks for everything, Pat. I appreciate it.
Hey, Leslie, thank you so much. I appreciate the question. To quickly answer your question, actually, WordPress.com, they don't allow you to add in plugins, and I know there's a MailChimp plugin that would allow you to integrate it quite nicely, and WordPress.org would. So initially, I was like, okay, well, I would recommend actually getting off of WordPress.com, setting up your own self-hosted website, go through something like Bluehost or whatever hosting provider you want to be able to have more control over your website. You can select from a lot more different themes, a lot more different plugins to help you enhance your website. But then I looked it up, and actually, you're right, the plugin isn't supported that would allow you to integrate it, but there is a way for you to use MailChimp to grow your email list using WordPress.com. So even before all that other stuff I mentioned, you can test this out, although I would still recommend getting on a self-hosted platform so you can take advantage of a lot of the options that you have. Right now, first thing you want to do is actually get MailChimp set up on your WordPress.com site so that you can begin building your email list. Building my email list is something I wish I had done sooner, and so it's actually pretty cool that there is a solution out there, and that's using MailChimp's subscriber pop-up feature. So I'm going to walk you through really quick. You can actually look on support. Just look up WordPress.com and MailChimp, and you'll find these instructions there. But really quick, you could use the subscriber pop-up option, which allows you to put it on any kind of website. They give you a script, which you can then put into a widget. So you'll get a pop-up with some code. You can copy that code, make sure you don't change anything. And then when you go over to your WordPress site, head over to Customize and select the site that you'd like to run the pop-up. You put it under Widgets, and then you customize your widget. You can just mail it or name it MailChimp, for example, and then there's a spot to put in the code. You just paste that code there, and boom, when a visitor comes to your page, they'll get a pop-up with your subscribe form. So there's no way to embed a form from MailChimp into a WordPress.com site, but you can use this to include a pop-up mail form. And so, of course, you want to be careful with how you use it. You don't want it to be too interruptive, but you can play with the settings about in MailChimp related to the subscriber pop-up to make it the best experience possible. I would also recommend giving away something for free, some sort of incentive that allows people to exchange your email address for something that you're giving to them, something of value, and there you go. So that's what I would do. Now, for future reference, and for those of you listening, you know, there are great tools out there with free plans. Drip just came out with a free plan for people as well. You can check that out at askpat.com/drip. I also use ConvertKit, and although they don't have a free plan, they do have what I feel is the best way to build an email list whilst tagging and getting people into certain buckets and things like that. So there's a lot of options out there, but Leslie, the MailChimp option, that'll work for you and you can begin building your email list. And so wish you the best of luck. Keep up the great work and thank you so much for your question. Now, for everybody else out there who has a question, if you'd like to potentially get featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And of course, if you get your question featured like Leslie today, you'll get a t-shirt. So Leslie, you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple of weeks or so. We'll reach out to you to collect your information so we can send that to you free of charge for having your question here. And again, thank you so much. As always, I'm here to help you guys. And as always, here is a quote to finish off the day by Scott Stratton. Unmarketing is something I remember him by. And that is, too often, feeling intimidated becomes our excuse not to be awesome. So, all right, guys, stop being not awesome because you got a lot of awesome things going on in your life and in the online business world. And people are out there waiting for you. They're waiting for you to serve them and they want to pay you back for all the great information you are giving to them. So cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye for now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.